The American Civil Liberties Union took legal action against the Justice Department today. The ACLU wants to know how many library and bookstore record searches have been done since the U.S. Patriot Act was passed last year. Librarians and booksellers are concerned the provision violates the privacy of their patrons. Today's filing forces a hearing in U.S. District Court to decide whether the Justice Department must turn over that information. NPR's Jason DeRose reports.
The fact that the government can't subpoena the book-buying habits of its citizens isn't new, according to Chris Finan, president of the American Booksellers Foundation for Free Expression.
It first came to our attention that there was a privacy problem in connection with bookstores when independent counsel Kenneth Starr subpoenaed Monica Lewinsky's book purchase records in 1998.
But in 2001, the USA Patriot Act changed the standard for search warrants. It allows the FBI to seek a warrant without showing reasonable cause if the information being sought is related to a terrorism investigation. Ann Beeson of the ACLU's Privacy and Technology Project says the provision raises concerns over due process, privacy, and free speech. She says the government is on a fishing expedition.
This is one of a number of ways that the government has tried to increase its ability to obtain information about all of us. The more information it gets, the more it has to sift through to find the relevant data. I mean, said much more colloquially, you don't build a bigger haystack to find a needle.
The provision includes a gag order that forbids librarians or booksellers from disclosing they were served the warrant. That means people's records could be searched and they'd never know about it.
543.
At Unabridged Books in Chicago, owner Ed Devereaux worries the USA Patriot Act could have a negative effect on the broad interests of his customers.
Say we had a book that was a biography of Hussein, and it was a favorable biography or a pro-Hussein biography. Who knows, a person might feel uncomfortable to think they're buying that and the government would be able to know that. It would put a chill on what people might want to read. Ultimately, it would put a chill on like what a bookstore might want to buy or what a publisher might want to publish.
Several store patrons agree with Devereaux, but not everyone. Dana McDonald was purchasing children's books.
I think it's a good idea as far as like sexual predators and terrorism. I think it's a really good idea to be able to subpoena bookstores and libraries and stuff like that just so they can nail these guys and get them off the streets. If you don't have anything to hide, there shouldn't be a problem.
The search provision also affects libraries, but they've been dealing with the record privacy issue much longer. Mitch Friedman is president of the American Library Association. He says libraries have taken steps to keep records confidential. Librarians want patrons to feel comfortable borrowing books on sensitive topics such as abortion, sexuality, or medical conditions.
Most of the circulation control systems, the systems that keep track, keep records of what someone's borrowed, most of them destroy links between the borrower and the items that they borrowed.
The Department of Justice was unable to comment on today's filing, but last summer it did provide information to Congress regarding the searches. Last month, House Judiciary Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner said the committee's review of classified information shows the search authority is not being misused or abused. The ACLU says if a judge decides to order the disclosure, the public will have the information necessary to decide for itself. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Chicago.